Petersburg filed its appeal on Ruth Lake in early May. The city is challenging a Federal Energy Regulatory Commission decision that awarded Angoon the preliminary permit for hydropower development at the lake, which is in Thomas Bay, just north of Petersburg. Power and Light Superintendent Joe Nelson told the council that the court had set the dates for the involved parties to submit their written arguments or briefs in the case. Nelson said Petersburg has until September 10th. FERC has 2 months to respond. Petersburg then gets another couple weeks to reply to FERC's brief. Then Nelson said the final briefs are due December 14th.
That is pretty much set in stone. The thing is not set in stone is when the judge will actually hear it. And according to our attorneys, that could be possibly mid to late 11. So next summer to next fall, into the winter, these things kind of trail on.
In the suit, Petersburg's challenging FERC's decision to use a random drawing to award the permit. The city wants the court to send the case back to FERC and require that the agency consider the applications on their merits and make an award to the most qualified applicant. Along with Petersburg and Angoon, the borough of Wrangell and the private company Cascade Creek LLC also applied for the permit. FERC rejected an administrative appeal from Petersburg. The city has budgeted $10,000 for the legal appeal. Along with his job as Petersburg's Power and Light Superintendent, Joe Nelson is also chair of the Southeast Alaska Power Agency Board. SEPA is a public organization made up of representatives from Ketchikan, Petersburg, and Wrangell, and owns the two main hydro plants that power those communities. It also owns the newly completed electrical intertie, which now connects the Tai'i plant serving Petersburg and Wrangell to the Swan Lake plant serving Ketchikan. For the first time this past year, the project allowed the sale of excess power from Tai'i. According to Nelson, SEPA is now projected to have a $1.6 million surplus at the end of the year, with a bigger-than-expected budget reserve.
The reserve, which we had anticipated to be at about the $7-8 million level, will be in excess of 10. The primary reason for that is that the intertie was completed under budget and on time, and we did not have to use a $5 million contingency that we had sitting in there. So all those things, that plus the sales to Ketchikan with the intertie, have put us in this very enviable position.
According to Nelson, the additional hydropower sales to Ketchikan have amounted to nearly $1 million in revenue for SEPA, and he noted that with the availability of more hydropower, Ketchikan officials were not expecting to have a customer surcharge for diesel fuel costs this year.
Which normally on this drive a year and everything, they would have significant surcharge on their bills down there. So this has been a win-win situation.
At 6.8 cents per kilowatt hour, SEPA already has one of the lowest wholesale power rates in Alaska. According to the agency's latest calculations, Nelson said SEPA's actual cost to generate power was now down to about 5.7 cents.
So you couple that with the surplus budget, what that says is that in the next budget year, we need to either do one of two things. We either need to lower the rates, or we need to take that capital and try to build the next project, whatever that turns out to be. It gives us a lot of leverage, a huge amount of leverage to be in that kind of financial shape.
Nelson said SEPA member utilities in the three communities would be receiving a rebate this year, again based on power sales. He estimated Petersburg Power and Light would get nearly $200,000 back in early November. Meanwhile, Nelson also updated the city council on the rebuild of the two turbines at the Tai'i plant. He said the plant had been running the first of the new units for the past month and expected to finish the second unit by September 11th. Once that's done, Nelson said the plant would be able to produce up to 24 megawatts of power instead of 20.
So we have effectively moved the date out a number of years that we'll need to bring on new capacity to serve the communities of Wrangell and Petersburg. So we're looking very good there. These new units seem to be very robust.
Asked whether some of SEPA's budget surplus could go towards the proposed power line being planned from Petersburg to Cake, Nelson told the council that the SEPA board did not want to get involved in construction at this stage in the process. The Alaska Energy Authority and the Southeast Conference are currently heading up the permitting and design phase.
I think once it's permitted and designed, then there'll be an effort made to hand it over, hand that project over to SEPA to actually build, own, and operate. But we're kind of holding back on that until such time as it's permitted and designed.
Nelson noted that SEPA has publicly opposed the controversial northern route for the power line. He didn't expect SEPA would own or operate the new line if planners chose that route, which is more expensive to build and cuts through the small city of Kupernov and along the north shore of Kupernov Island. With the governor's recent veto of funding for a Cake Road project along that same route, Nelson thought it was more likely planners would ultimately choose the alternate route to the south. However, he did not expect a decision on that until October. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.